everyone. Today I'd like to talk about how the meaning of what we say in English can vary or change, either depending on the stress on the words or sometimes just the words that we use. This happens in quite simple sentences, also not just in complicated ones. An example for you. If I say this sentence, "Take your bag." Without accent, "take your bag." It can sound like a simple instruction or an invitation to do something. If I say, "take your bag," this would mean a bag, not a camera, watch, cup, or anything else you may feel like taking. If I say, "take your bag," I'm meaning your bag, not someone else's bag. If I say, "take your bag," this emphasizes the word "take," and rather than kicking it or whatever else, you take your bag. Even with so simple a sentence, a changed accent can give a different meaning. Another example of the way English can be difficult is when the meaning isn't so clear. We can emphasize this in some silly examples. I like ice cream sundaes. I like ice cream on Sundays. Do you like fruit, fool? Do you like fruit, you fool? There are some ways of saying things that sound a bit strange. Hang up the telephone, which means put the telephone receiver back on the telephone or press the button to finish the call. Lay the table. Hens lay eggs. So why do we say lay the table? For meaning putting the knives and forks and crockery onto the table before a meal. Climb the stairs. We climb mountains as well. It simply means go up the stairs. Mow the lawn, which just means cut the grass. Catch a cold. How do we catch the virus that we can't see? It just means we become ill with a cold. I go to bed. But when I get to the bed, I have to get on the bed to sleep, I think. Fall asleep, which really means go to sleep. Personally, I just lie in bed and then sleep. I don't fall anywhere. Well, hopefully I don't fall out of bed. Throw away my old clothes. I never throw them, I just put them in the waste bin. Put the kettle on. I just switch on my electric kettle to heat water. This is an old saying from when people placed the pot on the fire to heat water. Take a bath, which means have a bath. And my bath is still in the same place, it hasn't moved. To fire someone means they lose their job, but they don't get burned. Well, unless the boss has other ideas. It's no easier in England, as we say, to sack someone, which also means to lose their job. Do we put someone in sack? Why do we say, "I can't wait for Christmas," meaning I'm eager for Christmas to arrive, when obviously we have to wait? So English is quite a silly language sometimes. Bye for now, see you next time.